It seems that sometimes there's the lack of willpower, I guess, for countries to want to consider nuclear. For some countries, it's a national priority, and for others, they choose not to use it, but that's their sovereign choice. Also, the markets don't really value all the low-carbon energy sources. For example, renewables are often subsidized and due in part to their low carbon, but typically nuclear is not subsidized for that very reason. Also, you know, just in terms of nuclear being used more, it has to be competitive. And in some places, like in the U.S., where natural gas prices are very low, it's making nuclear very difficult to compete with these sources. So to use nuclear, really, it takes a longer-term perspective.
But isn't the bottom line that if the whole world turned towards nuclear power instead of fossil fuels, the climate change issue would be solved?
Well, it would be nice to think that there's some Pandora's box where just one solution could fix everything, but that's really not the case. It really will take a balanced suite of a number of different technologies, including energy efficiency and renewable energy and other low-carbon technologies like nuclear, perhaps even using fossil with carbon capture and sequestration. You know, nuclear certainly has played an important role up to this point to help avoid carbon emissions, and it looks like it'll continue to provide a significant role in helping to avoid the production of carbon.
Are you going to Paris to win Hearts and Minds?
No, we're really going to inform. I mean, that's really our job. We're not an advocacy agency out to sell people on nuclear. That's not our job. Our job is to inform member states as to the advantages and disadvantages as they may be for nuclear power.
Is the use of nuclear power expanding across the world?
In general, it is. I mean, if you look at I think we have 441 operating reactors today across 30 countries. That's already a substantial amount. And you consider that there's about 65 that are being built today, primarily in Asia, China, India in particular, and some in Central and Eastern Europe. So yes, there is growth. And also the IAEA does annual projections of how many reactors we think there will be in the future. And we pick a low and a high band, basically looking at how much nuclear could be. And at the worst case, it looks like nuclear would stay about the same as what it is today. In our best case, we're saying it would grow about 1.7 times what it is today by 2030. So we do see room for growth there. But honestly, it's not until countries really get serious about doing something about climate change before the emphasis will be placed on low carbon sources like nuclear to really ramp them up to enable us to use them as a tool to combat climate change.
Are you expecting all the discussions in Paris to lead to that very conclusion that nuclear power is the best way to keep global temperature rises below 2 degrees Celsius?
I don't know how much they will get into the details of specific energy technologies. I think, to be fair, what needs to be considered is basically all low-carbon technologies, including all the options, you know, renewables, nuclear, energy efficiency. Everything needs to be on the table. And from every study that I've read about what is necessary in order to limit the increase in temperature to 2 degrees, which I've heard maybe even on the high side that they would really like to limit it to more like 1.5 degrees, you really need every possible means available on the table. And I hope as part of this negotiation that it comes out that there is no restriction on any technology as long as it produces low carbon. And nuclear is part of that solution.